Insights. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The decomposed body of an illegal miner has been recovered from the Stilfontein mine in Northwest. Local volunteers helped pull it from the shaft this morning. Five miners were rescued yesterday. Over 4,000 Zamazamas are believed to be trapped. Speaking to Newsroom Africa, community leader Thembile Botman said volunteers used ropes to bring the body to the surface.
In this operation, as we are assisting, this is the first dead body that we have retrieved. So as the community leaders, we tried to warn the subs to say, people are dying because of you are refusing them access to food. Some of them, they are taking medication, so we might not know what killed that person.
Three men wanted in connection with the murder of the bodyguard of Forte University's vice chancellor are believed to be hiding between KZN and the Eastern Cape. Arrest warrants were issued for Bafana Xiliza, Nkosiyazi Maphumulo and Sipiwo Jajani today. Police have also released pictures of them. Boneli Velese was shot and killed in January last year while sitting outside Vice Chancellor Sakhela Buhlungu's home in the Eastern Cape. National Police spokesperson Ahlenda Mate.
We do believe that these three suspects do have answers as to the motive and the reasons why and who exactly killed Mr. Vesele. So we are requesting them to hand themselves over to their nearest police station. If anyone has seen them, do contact the investigating officer on 063-695-8590.
10 suspects linked to the case have made several court appearances. Mate says they believe they planned the murder to get security contracts. The Lebombo border post in Mpumalanga has reopened for cargo. Protests over last month's elections in the neighbouring country, Mozambique, forced the temporary closure of the border last week. The Border Management Authority's Michael Masiapato says there are still safety concerns despite the reopening.
We just want to confirm that we are also continuing to process people, but the majority of the people we are processing are Mozambicans that are returning back to their country, as well as South Africans. We would like to discourage South Africans from going into Mozambique because the situation remains volatile.
And Iran's foreign minister has told the UN nuclear chief his country will not negotiate under intimidation. Abbas Araghchi has held crunch talks with Rafael Grossi, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Grossi says achieving results in nuclear talks with the Islamic Republic is vital to avoid a new conflict in the region already inflamed by Israel's wars in Gaza and Lebanon. Araghchi was Iran's chief negotiator in talks that led to a landmark 2015 nuclear deal with major powers. The agreement was, however, abandoned 3 years later by Donald Trump during his first term as U.S. president. The top story, the decomposed body of an illegal miner has been recovered from the Stilfontein mine in Northwest. More news at ecr.co.za.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins have moved to 120-1 at T on day three against the Titans at Hollywood Bets Kingsmead Stadium. Rassie Erasmus has changed 12 for the Springboks squad when they take on England this weekend at Twickenham, and the ATP Tour Finals continues later this evening.